This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio. Coming to you live from FUBAR HQ, the show all about fantasy football. This is Good Team on Paper. Introducing our team managers, Rob, the football know-it-all, Deck, the fantasy legend, Bondo, the stats man, and Mike, the producer.
I think it should be Mike the absolute legend, really. That's how it should be. Hello!
Hello!
It does sound loaded, Mike, the producer.
Mike, the guy who's basically going to rein you guys in.
Mike, who's technically in attendance.
Has no idea about football, but is here anyway.
And yet,
I'm currently talking about himself in the third person.
Brother.
Yeah, but when you top our little...
I beat all four of you. Oh yes.
I think you get to speak about yourself in the third person.
You can do that, friend, mate, because it's an amazing achievement. You had the top score amongst us by an absolute mile this week, didn't you?
Yes.
I mean, what did you get?
83.
Well done, my friends. A little bit of a round of applause.
Yeah, well done.
I feel we should talk about that a little bit later on because basically all the stuff I have written down today is based around the fact that I have done really well.
So you're talking about it just throughout, the beginning, middle, and end.
Basically, that's it. Hello, good team on paper.
How are you guys doing? The show about fantasy football, the top show out there for ephemeral...
No other shows are available.
Yeah.
Ephemeral, high-class Facebook video-generating content every week for an hour.
Well, and we just have one video that keeps on giving.
Giving?
I'd like to thank...
Hey! Hashtag...
Well, we know all the technical words. We're down with the kids in emoji land.
Do you know, we were going to we were talking just off air about a catchphrase for the show, weren't we?
Yes,
and
we
thought about football ones, like "That's football."
Yeah.
Or "Fuck it in the doghouse."
Yeah. And other well-known football phrases. Yeah. But we've actually got one, and that is because we always do our funniest jokes just before we go on air, doing the ad breaks. It's "Do it on the air," and
Allegedly,
there we are. And
Jizz Biscuit!
And fuck it in the doghouse!
Yeah. And Mike, please carry on with the show!
If you want to get in contact, we are live, goodteam@fubarradio.com. You can drop us a line via the Twitter or the Facebook using FubarFC or using the hashtag GTOPaper.
It's calling it the Twitter and the Facebook that makes us sound as old as we are.
On the Snapchat.
I don't know, I'm 25.
My friend Phil, who asked on Facebook for us to talk about Joe Kinnear for a minimum of 50 minutes today. Apologies, that seems unlikely.
That's the kind of millennial finger on the pulse content that we generate on a literally second by second basis.
I am going to postulate that Joe Kinnear once agreed a contract over a pint by writing things on a beer mat.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Man's man.
That
once threatened to have an agent's legs broken. For some reason.
Allegedly!
That's a proper manager.
It's just a postulation. He looks like the sort of man who has probably said, "I know people. I'm not threatening you, but I know people."
That is definitely not slander.
There's
that
Jamie.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I know people. There's Alex.
Yeah.
There's Chris.
Yeah.
You've tuned into
radio the softest named gangsters.
There's Jeremy.
Yeah. So who's in your gang? Alex, Chris, Jez.
Crispin.
I wonder who's in the Dream Team game.
Oh shit, we're here to talk about football.
Fantasy football. The Dream Team this week. Apparently it forced me to do it this week, which is...
Yeah, crack on.
Surprising. So, you guys ready for this?
We're all ready for this.
Alrighty, so in goal, it was a guy called Jeff Pickford.
Yes!
He got 10 points, he was on the pitch for 90 minutes.
Lovely.
He got a clean sheet, and he did 3 saves, and he's an all-round nice guy. Next up is Dawson with 17 points.
And first name!
Jeff.
Jeff Dawson!
Playing for...
No idea. That's beside the point. He was on the pitch for 90 minutes.
Besides the point, Declan.
Don't think that it's in any way involved in the team they play for.
He scored 2 goals, he conceded a goal, and he's an all-around nice guy.
Fact.
Saho was also on the team in the Dream Team.
Silent
as well.
K.
Yeah, Silent K. That's an unusual choice, but yeah. Let's go with it. Saho. You're the king this week. You can do whatever the fuck
Jeff
you
Saho.
Want, mate.
Yes,
He's called Jeff as well. He got 9 points. He was on this pitch for 90 minutes as well. One
the common denominator.
One clean sheet and all round nice guy. Yeah. Jeff Tompkins was next up with 8 points. He was on the pitch for 82 minutes.
Oh, controversial.
I know. One clean sheet and all round nice guy. Jeff Ward-Prowse was scored 10 points this week. 90 minutes on this pitch as well. One goal short.
Depth of insight.
He conceded 2 goals, and apparently he's an all-round nice guy.
This is the Church of England football review.
We should do it every week. It's like a shipping forecast.
Yeah. Jeff Lingard, 10 points, 79 minutes on the pitch. 1 goal scored, 1 goal conceded. All-round nice guy.
Actually, with Jeff Lingard, you're really fucking close.
That's really close. We'll take Jeff.
I mean, you are not right, but you're still close.
Jeff Lanzini, 10 points, 90 minutes, 1 goal scored, 3 goals conceded, all round nice guy. Jeff Willan, 10 points.
Willan?
Willian Silent Eye. Yes, he can do what he wants, he's the king.
He can do what he wants.
Willian, sorry. He can do. 10 points, 87 minutes, 1 goal scored, 1 goal conceded, all round nice guy. Lukaku, the legend.
You know his first name. What's his first name?
Jeff.
This week it's Jeff. He's the king.
Jeff.
Romelu Lukaku.
Bow down before the king.
16 points, 90 minutes, 2 goals scored, 1 assist, 1 clean sheet. All round nice guy. Jeff Afobe, 12 points, 90 minutes, 1 goal scored, 1 assist, 1 clean sheet. All round nice guy. And Jamie Vardy, 11 points.
Hey! He's having a party!
Jamie Vardy, 11 points, 75 minutes on the pitch, 1 goal scored, 1 goal, 1 assist, 2 goals conceded, and what a twat.
It's the twist at the end!
The old 11 joke rule.
That's it.
Tonight's dream team brought to you by M. Night Shyamalan.
It was a jackhammer of insights.
So there you go. That's lots of stats in there as well to do with clean sheets and stuff like that.
That was a good stat attack. You can actually use Stat Attack for yourself just as a one-off.
Oh,
if you like.
Thanks.
Stat Attack.
Excellent. Can I give you another stat though?
Yeah, sure.
Can I have my own Stat Attack?
Stat Attack.
You don't normally get it in advance. It's a judgment based on how good the stat is.
You have to say it, and then it's either a point of interest or a stat attack.
Right,
or
yeah.
It could be, if you're lucky, the most significant moment of the season so far.
You can't preempt it, you shithouse.
You're not the king.
So Jordan Pickford, Jeff Pickford, as you call him, plays in goal for Sunderland, as we all know. He had
a very good removals man as well.
He had the most touches of any Sunderland player.
Allegedly!
Touches of the ball!
Really?
Yeah. So imagine that a goalkeeper has the most touches for any player on your team. That shows.
Holy shit balls,
that
Batman.
Is an incredibly boring performance from Sunderland in their 0-0.
As I predicted. Goals.
Yeah.
Goals.
It was 3 saves, so you know, he was touching all the time.
Is that the most significant note? Is that a stat attack?
It's definitely a stat attack.
I'd go.
Point of interest.
And a stat attack.
Oh.
Stat attack.
Look, whammy.
You're going to lose all respect from your people, King, if you just do whatever the prince tells you. It's like the he's Duke. Sean Spicer, Steve Bannon, and you're Trump. Come on. That's politics, people. Politics. Mm. Is Donald Trump dead?
Donald Trump is dead.
Yay!
Thank God.
Anyway, Dawson scored the most with 17 this week.
I think it's interesting, though. Sorry, don't take it over. I think it's interesting with Dawson because he's kind of snuck in on the blind side, really, because everybody's talking about Lukaku.
Yes.
You know, but the fact that Dawson would sneak in, if he did have that magic combination, that would be incredible. I don't think a lot of people would have done. But Lukaku this week, I think you got your points by triple cats here. I don't want to preempt what you're going to say. But it's amazing when you look through our mini league and you look through these at Hull just how many people had Lukaku as captain.
He's the clear differential, isn't he?
Yeah, it was almost universal. In fact, I noticed that in our mini league, the only people pretty much who didn't have Lukaku as captain were people who were a bit stupid or had been away this week and had Kane as captain. He didn't play, and Lukaku as vice captain and still got the points, which vexed me in the extreme
At this point, I'd like to give myself a hefty pat on the back for when I had the direct choice of because I made 2 transfers, do I buy Harry Kane or Lukaku? I went, I'll go for the injured one.
Yeah, why not?
I'll go for the injured one. I don't want Lukaku, who's guaranteed to score goals. I want someone who's sitting on a bench hurting a poorly ankle. Hurting? Nursing.
It's a long-term
investment.
If
he's hurting
investment.
It, that's a terrible way of dealing with an injury.
Are you looking like you look at transfers like long-term investments, like a lifetime ISA? Yeah, isn't it? Just playing the long game.
If you've seen
very topical reference.
If you've seen my credit card debt, you'll know that I'm as far away from an ISA as I am playing professional football.
This is good finances on paper for me.
April the 5th, guys, get it done by April the 5th. Your allowance is going to go up by £4,500 to just over 20. So and really key. You don't want to hold it long term in low yielding either gilts or bank. You're going to want to go equity, and you're going to want to avoid emerging markets. So I probably go bank. I'd probably go South Europe. I'd probably look at Santander. As a long-term hold.
My tip would be, if you are a small business on the flat rate scheme, now is probably a good time to leave the flat rate scheme.
Oh, and that
great,
is
great
a
tip. Point of interest.
It is. Point on about interest.
Yay! Puntacular. I'll tell you what I liked about Dawson. Sorry, part of the reason he's got 17 points is that part of Arsene Wenger's master plan to destroy everything he's ever built was to say to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, not a tall player, why don't you mark their tallest player?
Yeah, good luck. Mm. Well, their zonal marking system was all over the place.
What was it Thierry Henry said on Twitter?
Zut alors! Sacre bleu, mon cher!
Va, va, vroom, buy a car! Yeah.
I am a very handsome man!
What did he say?
He said that their zonal marking system was something like, I think I'm quoting directly, dog shit.
Oh, there we are.
I think
there was a clip of it where I saw where Hector Bellerin was meant to be covering either the back post or a man, and he was standing about 10 foot behind the back post, just kind of idly around there. He wouldn't stop it on the line. He wouldn't have stopped the player. He was, I believe, running his hair through his new haircut, which has a kind of top knot on it.
I call that the coward spot. Yeah. It's where I stand on a pitch.
Yeah, that is.
But no, on his second goal, Dawson actually knocked two players out of the way to get the header, which you think, fair play. That's good, powerful play. He knocked two West Brom players out of the way.
Yeah.
He didn't have to knock any Arsenal players out of the way. They'd already done that on his behalf.
Yeah. He knocked McCauley out of the way because he thought, you know what, it's not fair that all those fancy managers get points from him every week. Let's spread it around. You know, he's an equal opportunities point scorer.
Talking of McCauley, though, he said something very nice about the gentleman from Derry City who passed away this weekend. And I think they used to play together. And if anyone would like to read that, it's on his Twitter account. It's very, very respectful and nice.
Do we know what happened yet? That's terribly tragic.
No, I think it was in his sleep and it was 24 hours after the game. But no one knows.
It's just sudden death syndrome. That's fucking awful.
Yeah. I think McCauley, sometimes there's a good side to football, isn't there? It's nice to see.
Yeah.
Can I bring you back to me?
Back in the bad side of football.
Because, you know, I'm bringing out the triumph of music. I kicked all your asses. I got 83 points this week.
Hubris, thy name is Mike Swain.
Yeah, so that's me. And so that beside the point, I would like to do my own stat attack about the key person in my team. Romelu Lukaku.
Go for it.
Is that allowed, Matthew?
Of course you can. It's
stat attack.
So, 35,000 managers brought him in this week.
I wasn't one of them. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
So far.
Yeah.
What I find also quite fascinating is 2 million have them in the squad.
Wow. That's more than... about half?
It is about half. It's about 4 point something million...
Yeah,
players.
And considering that a third of the managers usually dormant accounts from mainly people who've been forced to play or wives.
Yeah.
Or husbands.
Or husbands.
Equal opportunities. Sorry, Gary.
He is the top transfer, as we kind of guessed. He has an ICT index of 19.3.
Is that good?
I don't know.
Nobody knows if that's good anymore. Even PremierLeague.com don't know, and they've abandoned it completely.
Yeah. And it's the highest of any player in week 29.
Okay. His index.
Yeah, his index.
His index based on form and the game and yep. the game week.
No
score.
One knows what it is. It's a mystery. It's like the code for Whopper in war games. No one knows what that code actually means, but we know that when the combination hits the right thing, it's going to mean that Russia pretends to fire missiles.
Contemporary reference.
Yeah.
Look back to game to show 12, I believe, where I put a. Took on a forensic analysis of the stats behind the ICT index. That's on the FUBAR website and all good podcast providers.
I'm pretty sure there was also tumbleweeds at the same time.
It was a fantastic 27 minutes.
He's got a threat level 85, which is made up of 6 shots from
goal.
Are
you saying that just because he's black, man? Because that's inappropriate. You can't say that. You can't feel threatened just because he's a big black guy.
No. It's not that at all.
He's a nice, gentle man. I can't believe Mike's ruined this with racism.
Four goals from outside the penalty area. 4 shots, actually.
4 guys from outside the penalty area.
4 from outside
the I'm going to go for the linesman.
Yeah.
That's 2. Yeah. And the guy selling pies.
Yeah. And Tom
Jeff,
Davies.
Who's right at
Tom
the back.
Davies. Boom.
And he's joined. His
what do I win?
His Jeff. His Jeff level. His threat level is equal.
Jeff level.
Is the equal to that of Zlatan?
He's worth 6 Jeffs.
So his threat of 83 is just joined with Zlatan.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah. What I liked about his performance this weekend is that at 90 minutes, you for having. Lukaku in your team would have got about 5 points.
Yeah.
At 90 minutes.
Yeah. No
94 minutes, you're up to 16 points.
And then you got a missed captain.
What kind of bullshit is that?
Were you sweating, Mike, at 90 minutes?
I really wasn't caring.
I've wasted my triple captain one-off playbook.
I must say, if I had a point for every time a player had buggered me over in the last stoppage time and got a last minute goal in
would you have 9 points?
I'd probably have in upwards of 3 points. Can I tell you an interesting stat about Everton though? Let's not commit to it being a stat attack just yet. You look at Everton in many ways like Zlatan for Man United, Defoe for Sunderland. Are they a one-man team? You know, truly the goal scoring that they get from Lukaku is dominating them. They're actually not. It's the opposite. They've had more...
They're an 11-man team.
They are. They've gone for the unusual tactic of feeling an entire And if you know your Wembley doubles, that is unorthodox. They've actually had more different goal scorers than any other side in the Premier League this season. So 15 different players have scored a goal for them. So they've actually been spreading it around the squad a lot more. So the Lukaku's new one.
I heard that happened at Chelsea in the 90s.
Spreading it around, Mr. Makaleli.
Who have you got for us this week, Jody Morris?
So I just found that interesting. I mean, the rise of Everton at the table, they're fantastic. They've got a chance at the Champions League. Why not? And it's, I don't know what you feel. It feels like it's down to an all-round team performance.
We also spent more than anybody else in the over the Christmas break.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, any other team. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, well done you.
Well, yeah. you had your vast fortune from ditching dumb fuck John Stones.
Yeah, that true. Has worked out pretty well, yeah. to be fair.
Which nicely segues onto what I want to say.
Hey!
It's weird how that happens, isn't it? Did you see the quote from Pep Guardiola about John Stones after they... somehow managed to take a 5 goals. They scored 5 goals at home in the Champions League and got knocked out.
Yeah.
We all know this. It finished, what, 6 all?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean.
Did it?
Yeah. That's
With the away goals, sorry. Yeah.
And did you hear what he said about his most expensive defender, the most expensive defender in British history, something like the second most expensive defender in world football history? Did you hear what he had to say about John Stones?
I didn't. Go on.
He said, John has more personality than all of us in the room. More balls than everyone here. This is to the press. He's saying the press have got no balls. I like that player. I love him. Under pressure, people criticise him. I'm delighted to have John with all the huge amount of mistakes. I love him.
Well, for all his faults.
Yeah, my vote of confidence in you, John Stones, is that you make a huge amount of mistakes.
He's like a kind of abused wife talking about us. Well, you know, I mean, I'm happy to have him with all of, you know, the bad things he's done. He's got a heart of gold underneath.
He's a great provider. And I'm pretty sure I didn't need two working legs anyway.
Yeah. There we are.
I mean, seriously, how has it come to this?
I don't know. I mean, you know what? That would have been a Facebook video if he didn't get the score wrong at the start.
He's a ball-playing defender, isn't he? That's the thing, and we don't have enough of them. We've Rio Ferdinand, who came out and defended him, not that many other players. So we obsess about that.
He's a ball-playing defender in the fact that he plays in defence and he can play the ball, but he's not a defender. That's the problem.
He's got great timing.
Ferdinand had that these modern ball-playing defenders don't have...
Was the best defender in the world next to him?
Well... Which one are you talking about? Jonathan Woodgate?
I was about to call him Slobodan Milosevic. Absolutely not his name.
No. One man's defender.
Yapstam?
No.
One man's defender, another man's freedom fighter. I mean, Yapstam.
He was the captain of Man U for years and years and years. He was very, very good.
Brian Robson.
No, central defender next to Rio Ferdinand.
From Brian McClare?
Lawrence Blanc.
Central defender.
You know what?
Lawrence
it could have been. It could have been.
It wasn't Lauren Blanc. Isn't.
Who am I thinking of? From Croatia or Serbia or something.
Oh, Vidic.
Yes. He's okay. A brilliant
Nemanja
player.
Nemanja Vidic. He was a good player apart from being in Torres' pocket for most of the late noughties.
So was everybody
teens.
Else, though. To be fair, my argument's falling apart.
But here's the thing. Ferdinand was a brilliant defender. First and foremost, he got that right and then started to play football.
Also, I once spent a night in a Premier Inn in Essex with a bunch of mates. We all stayed over. Rio Ferdinand turned up at 4 a.m, was very friendly to everyone, and then went and spent some time with somebody in a hotel room, and then signed autographs for everyone on the way out.
Sean Wright Phillips? I like to think that they were friends.
When you said they spent some time in a hotel room,
yep.
We're not talking a kind of allegedly
no,
Gary Neville and Ryan Giggs.
Different things.
No.
Gary Neville and Ryan Giggs?
No.
Seems
no, they
unlikely.
Didn't. No, they didn't.
Definitely didn't.
They own a hotel. And therefore they can do whatever they want in the rooms. And no one can tell them off because it's theirs. It's my room. Get out, Mum. I can do what I want. I can touch myself where I want.
I've just found out what those adjoining doors are for in hotel rooms. And I've just written it down. That's it. Giggs, Neville, adjoining door. Investigate for next week.
Anyway, that's dead air, Mike. Yeah, you failed as a producer.
I'm just beside one
break,
this week.
We're on a roll.
I was going to say, can we do your stats attack and then we'll do an ad break?
Christ. Yeah, go
Whoa!
On.
You ready?
Shit
you've got,
in the
you've got
house!
Word about Man United this week, though, so you should say that first.
Have I?
Yes. So Man United...
Stat attack!
If you've just tuned in, it's absolutely professional. You're
how
in safe
many
hands.
Games? Yeah. So there's something about the number of games, Man United?
600? Matt, I can't remember. You say what it was.
They've gone 17 games undefeated in the Premier League.
It's 18 games undefeated in the Premier League.
Oh, no, no.
Not according to Match of the Day 2.
No, they've
scored...
Damn
you.
No, they've won 600 games. They're the first team ever to score to win 600 games in the Premier League.
Leeds could have won 600 games if they stayed in the Premier League and won a load more games.
Great fact.
I think it's interesting that, so as you say, Man United have gone 18 games unbeaten.
That's not what I said.
But they... As I said, they've got 18 games of beating. But they've only in that time moved from 7th to 5th.
Yeah.
That is a very poor return, you know, for an incredible
run of results.
Well,
Chelsea and Tottenham are remarkably consistent this season.
And they were a long way behind. You know, I had dismissed them as a rival to Liverpool and things, but now Everton has welcomed up, but particularly Man United. They are, in many ways, I think they're the front runners now because they've got games in hand. They
well,
come
Arsenal
back.
Have decided to put themselves out of their misery. They've cleared the 40-point barrier. They know they're going to survive. So they're all on the beach.
And they're going to bring in Tony Pulis just to take them over. Bring in Allardyce. That's the new
Allardyce.
Take Wenger out of that. They've actually now reached Man United the top five for the first time in 184 days.
Shit the bed.
That is a long time for a club.
For a team that cost half a billion pounds, that's a long time.
Out of the top five. I'm going to go on some other teams. So Crystal Palace, they're only the fourth team since 2004 to win a Premier League game without registering a single shot. on target.
Really?
Because their goal was a Troy Deeney own goal.
And not what an own goal. It was a beautiful header.
It was a beauty. Not a single shot on target win the game.
They call that trick the disappearing point.
Oh, is it Troy Deeney? The great Troy Deeney's magical box of tricks. Good to see.
Here's a stat attack about Crystal Palace. It was built for the 1850 World's Fair.
Point of interest.
And it was completed 3 months ahead of Alexandra Palace, which was also built for the same fair.
Oh. Point of interest.
Boom! Queen Victoria loves that shit.
Matt, have you got facts about palaces?
Yeah, it was also Crystal
Palace's
ground.
He was born in one. That's the thing.
Crystal Palace's ground is hewn from a single piece of crystal. including the pie stand.
Point of interest.
Great use of hewn.
Let's see that around here.
Yeah. No. You don't get that on many football podcasts. No, listen up, bitches.
You do not. That's it.
Over to Dictionary Corner.
Any more stats or are you done?
I've got loads more, but to be honest, that was such a strong one, I want to leave on a high.
Okay, fair enough. We'll be back in a moment.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
You've already seen Believe, Looking for Eric, United, and Class of 92, but we're nowhere near finished making films about Manchester United. Alex Ferguson, Carlos Quiroz, and David Gill are just three happy-go-lucky guys with a football team to run and money to burn when a little Portuguese turns up on the doorstep. Minimal appearances and underwhelming hijinks ensue in the hit comedy Three Men and a Bebe.
FUBAR Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves, Akala, Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Joe Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
From the studio that brought you Three Men and a Bebe comes the controversial true story of another United legend. It's the sordid and sexy story of a man whose legendary status on the pitch was matched in the sack. Watch him wonder as he weaves through a sea of stretched legs. Feel the temptation as he goes down in the box. And recoil in horror as he bangs his brother's wife. Ryan Giggs is an unforgivably dirty bastard in The Life of Ryan. Coming soon to theatres near you.
Alright, Richard Dunn here. You might know me as the greatest Irish defender I've seen in the Premier League since wee Paul McGrath. But now I'm retired and moved on to entertaining the kiddies. So, now instead of clearing balls, I'm gathering them in my Olympic-sized ball pool. Instead of sliding tackles, I'm sliding down Europe's longest and steepest slide. And instead of kicking strikers, I'm kicking back in my arcade and cafe, now serving five different types of potato. So, you've got kids, and you love them, or you just want them to shut up, bring them to me, because whether your daughter or your son, your little un will have tons of fun with Richard Dunn.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
That's very funny.
That last advert was dedicated to Martin McGuinness.
Do it on the air. Sorry, what are you saying, Rob?
I'm saying that last advert was dedicated to Martin McGuinness.
Oh, there we are. And I talked over you on that one as well, so that's also do it on the air. What we're going to do is it's going to be a little bit like Little Britain. We're going to keep repeating the same substandard catchphrases until they catch on.
Until we're millionaires.
Yeah, until we're millionaires. It's that simple, everybody. Make a gif of it, put it on.
Well, we've managed to move away from penis talk, which has been the last 2 weeks.
So penis talk!
I think we've done quite well, so yeah.
Talking cock!
Do you feel the need to talk cock, or are you...
Yeah.
I'd prefer to talk about a cock.
Oh.
That guy is Arsene Wenger.
What, as in... Because of the...
Seamless.
Because of the French cockerel... Is that what's going on there?
Lecoq Sportif.
Yeah.
That would be a great name for to describe a French footballer. Why is he? Oh, he's Lecoq Sportif.
Ooh! Oh!
Cantona
would be Lecoq Sportif. Brilliant.
Speaking of French footballers, did you see that video of the Bayern Munich bench reacting to Arjen Robin throwing a tantrum as he got substituted? Because Frank Ribery found it the most hilarious thing he's ever seen.
What is this for us uneducated?
Basically, Bayern Munich, they have...
Bayern Munich are a German football team.
Right.
An amazing German football team. They have an
the most
incredible
successful.
Team.
Yeah.
And one of their star players, Arjen Robben, got substituted and he wasn't happy about it and he threw all his toys out of his pram. But the
Did he
rest
have a pram on the side? Yeah. Just went, all right, guys, you can have a teddy over there. Yeah. You can
they
have
are
a rattle.
Rethinking that policy as we speak.
Bring me a new pram. Yeah, the riders that these guys come with these days in their contracts. And the bench found it hilarious. And you had this bench filled with international quality footballers just pissing themselves laughing at this grown man having a tantrum. It's brilliant.
It cuts between famous player, all laughing a lot, to the very end of the bench, Ribéry, who is basically rubbing himself against somebody else, pissing himself, laughing so much that he's physically, like, distended in laughter.
And with his face, and that would be incredible.
And they famously don't get on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Frank Ribéry, who definitely didn't have relations with an underage prostitute several years ago.
Yeah, definitely wasn't involved in the David Trezeguet. Was it David Trezeguet?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yes.
Yeah, no, it's Benzema. Kind
of, this is faking the evidence for the...
There's a lot of dodgy shit in French football that we will go into another time.
That will be a good team on
once,
paper.
We've done
extra time.
Once we've done sufficient research to ensure we can't be sued.
That will be bon team on paper.
Ah bon.
Ah bon.
Très bien.
Anyway, so Wenger, what's he been up to?
Well, I mean, there is the continued uncertainty about whether he's going to continue or what's going to happen with his contract.
Yeah, well, what he's been up to, Mike, basically, is the peak of his career.
I feel we just need to clarify something, that they were... It wasn't... What was that, Ali?
Yeah, you can't just flash it up and expect...
They were cleared of underage naughtiness.
Yeah, I did say they're accused.
There's no smoke without fire, though, is there?
But they've gone on
Matthew,
to become...
That's why I was never a lawyer.
But good news story here. That underage prostitute has gone on to become Karl Lagerfeld's fashion muse.
Oh, fashion muse.
It's like
inverted
commas. It's like watching Moulin Rouge, but with a fashion twat.
Oh.
Anyway, back to Wenger.
There we are. Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
So there's been many opinions on whether he should stay, where he should go, what he's doing to the football club. I did find it hilarious where there were two conflicting trailing messages going across.
Well, do you remember that time that billion-pound business changed its mind because someone flew a plane over a stadium?
Yeah.
It was great that time, wasn't it? You're wasting your money, people. You're fucking idiots.
Is that the way to get rid of Trump that we haven't thought about yet? Just fly a small to medium-sized plane over the White House?
Do you know what would have the same impact is if you take the £5,000 it costs, burn it, and tell your wife you've wasted £5,000. That is exactly the same as flying a plane over a stadium.
Actually, putting an effigy of Arsene Wenger over a pile of burning £5,000 would be a fitting epitaph for his career.
Mm. If it's going to be fitting, it would be on the cheap, so it'd be about 15 quid.
Fact. Yeah,
but
fact.
It'd then be having a phenomenal resale value.
Yes, it would.
And it would be creating the same level of flame as a much more expensively assembled
It really would. It really would. We have taken that metaphor and run with it, guys. I'm proud of us.
That's great, that.
And Mike is just looking bewildered.
I am. I'm very confused.
In techno terms, Mike, it's like the guy who makes a record in his bedroom and it gets to number one in the charts and is played at super clubs.
Yeah,
right.
And if that guy, let's call him DJ Fridge, was amazing and like sourced records from one particular country that no one had ever heard of, and like everyone was like, these records are amazing for the first about
let's
5 years.
Equatorial Guinea, for example.
And then everyone else started to catch on and was like, we'll also source records from Equatorial Guinea. And everyone else started sourcing records from other places as well. And then that guy just kept on looking at Equatorial Guinea, but no longer had any contacts in Equatorial Guinea, nor any idea what was going on, but refused to spend money on looking at records from anywhere apart from Equatorial Guinea.
Somewhere Mark Thatcher's ears are pricking up and he's going, what's happening in Equatorial Guinea?
That is an incredible
I like to say, actually, I did discover DJ Fridge. He's done very well.
Simon Nixon.
Is he spelt the same as the appliance or the milkshake?
I was going with a couple of J's.
I think the problem with, well, the analogy.
Should we go back to Arsene Wenger?
No, the problem that you would have with DJ Fridge, though, is that if he had continued that excellent but narrow minded constant delivery of hit records, but done it over a sustained number of decades, would you ultimately get tired of the content that DJ Fridge is producing, even though it's still generating a profit?
Great. He's a question. Fucking fridge. Doesn't matter. Fridge.
This is
I mean, it is a metaphor.
I mean, that's the thing about Wenger, though, is that people are. I think Arsenal fans have had it too good, haven't they? You know, there's kind of a sense to which a lot of clubs would kill for the chance to be in the top four consistently. But I guess it's always that. It's that human tendency to always strive to win, to strive for
but
more.
Isn't that the problem, though? They've been top four. But he hasn't won anything. He didn't win anything last year.
Well, he's won two FA Cups. He's won the last two FA Cups. So to say he's not won anything is
incorrect.
No, but
in the last year...
But he hasn't won the Premier League in a long time.
But he didn't win anything last year, though, did
he? No, he won the FA Cup.
No, he didn't.
Didn't he?
No.
Who won the FA Cup?
Man United?
Equatorial Guinea.
Man United? Oh. Yeah. Man United, because it was Louis van Gaal.
So I slept for a year. Yeah. Holy shit!
It's 2017. Trump is the president.
I owe a lot of people an apology.
Thank goodness we're still part of Europe.
Anyway, yeah, he didn't win anything last year.
Okay, no, he didn't win anything last year. I've just had that broken to me. I'm heartbroken. it turns out I'm 40, not 39.
But I mean, it's interesting that
you're also a Leeds fan. Did you know that bit?
Oh, are we still shit?
Yeah.
No, we're good.
No, well, we're all right. We're all right. He said that he's going. He kind of mystically said, "I'll announce my future very soon." He went, "I know my future, and I'll tell you very soon." What a tease! What a coquettish French little dilettante he is.
I'm half expecting an announcement during the show.
Oh,
are you?
I'm hoping that we can break some live news.
Live.
Do you know what though? He's always done. I genuinely think he's always done what he thinks is best for the club.
Definitely.
And I think. Now, even he can see that what's best for the club is to move on.
But he'd want to go out on a high. That's the thing. That's the Alex Ferguson thing as well. So.
Yeah, but Alex Ferguson fluked a Premier League title with the worst squad.
No,
but
he didn't.
Ever won the Premier League.
He specifically designed a team that had 1 year in it and 1 year alone.
Mm-hmm.
As it's, you know,
he beat the death out of them as well. He probably hammered them to do it too.
Yeah, he said, "I don't care what happens the day after the season finishes, but you will grind yourself into the ground like an old Shire horse who's going to be ground down for glue."
That was Ferguson's technique. He would always compare footballers to Shire horses.
Yes,
it was unique and it worked.
His glue factory was superb.
But to go back to musical analogies.
Oh God,
I can be the manager of
No, the Beatles.
No,
Pink Floyd.
No, the ones that aren't girls allowed but are all girls. What are they called?
The Sugar Babes.
No,
contemporary refs.
All Saints.
No,
Spice Girls.
No,
the Ronettes.
No,
that is a great one.
Little Mix. Thank you, Ali. Jesus Christ, people, we're so rubbish. But I can.
That's going to go for the Jackson Sisters.
I could be saying, you could have the best composer in the world saying to Little Mix, "You are going to be the next Beatles for a year." They're not going to be the next Beatles because they're fucking Little Mix. Man United had no reason to win that league. And yes, it was a testament to his genius as a manager. But at the same time, it was a testament to how dog shit the league was that year. Because, fuck me, their midfield was atrocious, their strike force was weak, their defence was poor. David De Gea was their best player by a country mile. The reason they won that league was largely down to the fact that everyone else failed.
I think that's going to be good. You know, we're looking at Little Mix Fan Club. Hashtag bring it on.
Oh, yeah.
2 million views. See you later.
And I mean this in the nicest possible way, Little Mix. You're no Beatles. And you never will be.
And if any of the fans have heard of the Beatles, get in touch with us.
They're going to be furious. Those two parents who are forced to go to that gig will be furious. I think I've got to look. There's been a lot of opinion about Wenger. And for once, I think we need to look to the man of the moment, Chris Sutton.
Oh, he's a happy guy.
He's a very
I want to know
guy.
What's happened to him since he left football because... Fuck me, something bad.
But I like the way he describes Arsene Wenger as like an uncle who doesn't want to leave the party. Ironically, Chris Sutton looks like a divorced uncle who's refusing to move on.
Yeah.
I think that's his
misery. Did your Aunt Sarah come round? Is she all right? Is she looking good? Did she say anything about a boyfriend?
Did she mention me at all?
Yeah.
Did she look healthy?
Uncle Chris, get your hand off my knee and stop asking me about Auntie Sarah.
Stop crying as well. That's weird, Uncle Chris.
I mean, it is interesting seeing it as quite selfish, as you say, for keeping silent. And I guess it isn't it. You know, he's kind of teasing us, not allowing the club to know what's going on, keeping
the
fans.
The club must know.
No, he is the club. It's an entire fiefdom of his own. He's got a place on the board. He's got a place on the board. He's probably got more shares than the entire fan club.
He actually got approval. He was asked if it was all right for Stan Kroenke to become the chairman. That's how much power he's got.
Isn't Arsenal also partly owned by Alisha Usmanov? Definitely not a member of the mafia, and certainly a multi-billionaire who has a track record of finding out information. I think he'd have to seek approval from somebody who definitely is not a member of the mafia and definitely did not acquire his fortune, his £11 billion fortune, in a very, very dubious way.
He's probably not a close personal friend of Vladimir Putin.
Does not have those kind of connections.
He looks like Bernard Manning.
No,
there we are. So
who looks like Bernard Matthews? And I always used to get the two confused, and I thought that the guy who made turkeys was racist.
Racist turkeys.
Yeah.
Can I bring us on to something else?
I've got one last point about it. So the final quote that I'm going to look to is one that just came out today. That's from Olivier Giroud. That well-known philosopher.
Yeah.
And he said that the players support Wenger and want to, and I quote this, continue his adventure.
Oh.
I just love that as like a phrase to describe.
It's quite romantic.
The constantly going round in a circle, getting round to the same point. You know, it's very much like an old English adventure in Africa, just going, excuse me, take me to the nearest temple. I'm sure I've been this way before.
Do you mind awfully coming to Crystal Palace with me for our regular season's beating?
Yeah, because Alexis Sanchez, I presume.
The thing is, yes, he does keep getting in the top four, and most teams would switch places with that. But if you keep getting in the top four, it's like in the old days where Stoke were happy just to survive.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Man's reach exceeds What's the point of its survival? Grasp.
Yeah. Just go for it. Shit or get off the pot. And at this point in time, the one time he's actually tried to shit, he's missed the pot. He spent 85 million quid, wasted it.
Yeah.
And
he's like a Starbucks toilet. Yeah. And somehow you've
smeared
missed.
Shit on the wall.
Somehow you've missed.
And then you've got to go out and pay £3.50 for a pint of frothy milk.
And hand the key back for the toilet you've just shat on the floor on.
Yeah. With your shitty hands.
I'm going to bring us on to a little bit of
news from the wider world of football.
Yeah, so did any of you guys happen to see Ghana versus South Africa, the premiership over there?
It's all I've been watching.
Do you know who Mohamed Anas is?
I would take a guess, but I think I may offend millions of Muslims, and so I'm not going
to. So let's start again, Mike. So do I know Mohamed Anas? Well,
Rob, you're staying out of this one. Have you heard of Mohamed Anas? Do you know of him?
I know that he's a viral footballer.
Oh.
Which I'd imagine is a footballer that's gone viral, not a terrible Ebola based story.
Oh, God.
We can't use this either. Hooray! Carry on, Mike. Play the clip whenever you want. We can't use it.
Anyway, so he did a post-match interview. He's a striker. And, this is how it went down.
Thank you very much. And I thank Almighty God who was above. I always wish to win one of these, and I got it. So thank you very much for this, for giving me this. And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. My wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry, my wife. Lizzo, I love you so much. Aya, I love you so much from my heart. So,
this is the girlfriend.
Thank you for supporting me. And thanks for to come to the game.
Dig, man. Dig deeper. You'll get there eventually.
But when he
Here's
says
a spade.
When
I'll
he
help
says
you out.
The two names. Is maybe, that maybe the wife that, and the girlfriend?
Maybe that's his kids.
No. How he went afterwards is that, no, I love my wife. My girlfriend is my daughter. That's how I refer to my daughter as my girlfriend.
Oh, it's Donald Trump.
It's just like, you're digging yourself a hole here, mate.
His daughter is it? He calls his girlfriend.
Just like,
I didn't know he was.
I call my mum my bitch.
I didn't know. He was Belgian. I mean, his accent's Welsh.
That happens a lot in Norfolk.
It does.
Allegedly. Your sister is your mother. Your father is your brother, because you all fuck each other. The Norwich family.
Hashtag Norwich fans, call it.
It's a song, Mike. I didn't invent it. Don't blame me.
That's the Donald Trump defense. I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
It's probably true, so I repeat it now.
I mean, that's amazing.
It's like I told the woman I loved the most, Sandra, that if that's it's stupid to reveal something about your relationships on
there. Hey! For those of you not familiar with the inner workings of Matt's personal life, Sandra is not his wife. Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Who is she?
I thought it was his fourth wife. But anyway.
Who is Sandra? Get on Facebook and find out, Amy. You've got 10 minutes.
I've heard some pretty fucked up post-match interviews. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we can put together a compilation video of them that, off the top of my head, I have literally no idea.
I tell you what, I'd love to see a compilation like that.
Yeah,
guys.
Me too. That'd be amazing. That'd get billions of hits.
Oh, hashtag
Ali is looking
everywhere.
Really, really confused. Anyway, should we hit an ad break?
No!
Why?
Because I want to talk about Marcus Rojo. Or should I do that after the ad break?
Do it after the break. But
come back after the break for more on Marcus Rojo.
I'm going to play some Little Mix. All the girls on the block knocking at my door. Want to know what it is, make the boys want more.
Is your lover playing? Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
You've seen it in the Sky Sports adverts. Now experience it in the flesh. The Premier League live in concert. John Motson will be conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra with special guests Ian Wright on bassoon and Thierry Henry on double bass.
Hello, I'm John Motson, and I'm quite certain that the event in this marvellous stadium will not let them down.
Tickets are going fast. Book now for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Premier League, live, all this season at the O2. Due to popular demand, we've added extra dates. From this season, you'll be able to experience the magic of the Premier League live in concert on alternating Fridays and Mondays. Book your tickets now to see the Allens, Shearer and Hanson on percussion, alongside Jonathan Pearce on flute. Plus, on the 23rd of January, coming out of a 20-year retirement, Eric Cantona will be returning to the Premier League for a one-time only performance of I Kicked a Boy and I Liked It.
Today, self-appointed Commissioner of Football wants to say thank you.
Tickets are flying out the stadium. Book now for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Premier League, live in concert, all this season.
Let it go. Let it go.
FUBAR Radio presents...
The Hannah Whitten Show.
It's Elle Meadow.
It's me, Elle Meadow.
There we go. Is it weird to have a wank about a girl you are friends with on Facebook/Instagram/Snapchat? And of course, you are friends with in real life.
Mate, I've wanked over my friends.
Well, actually, no, I've wanked over my friends who I have had sex with.
Really?
I don't think that's weird, though.
I definitely have.
Yeah, I think that's fine. You can masturbate over your friends. Maybe just don't tell them. Sometimes I find that romantic, and I know it's meant to be like a really sexy, like some people might find it gross. If someone who I'm interested in said they thought about me when they masturbated, I'm like, aww.
You.
Every Wednesday,
the Hannah Whitten Show
from 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, I'm former American footballer Landon Donovan. That is, I'm an American who played football. I didn't play American football. Well, I did at high school. Hang on, let's start again. Hi, I'm former U.S. soccer star Landon Donovan. You might remember me from my two successful loan spells at Everton, where I was named Player of the Month in January 2010. During my time in England, I fell in love with your cuisine, most notably your kebabs. Delicious bread, spicy sauce, and suspicious meat. They're amazing. That's why I brought my own mobile take on England's national dish to your great capital. If you're hungry, why not get a kebab from Landon Donovan's London Donovan? And just like I said to Yakubu and Louis Saha when I arrived at Everton, I'm here to assist you.
Tackle Talk with Good team on paper.
Do it on the air.
Yeah. If you could just give me a minute, I've just wanked over deck and need to wipe it up.
That's what I want to know from Wynn. Like, just, I imagine she means in the imagination, not physically crouched over a friend. Because I've got some good friends, but I don't think I would go that far. How do you couch that question?
The definition of good friendship, I think.
Do you mind just sitting there?
Yeah. We've got 3 minutes of...
I need a receptacle. I'm out of tissues.
Yeah.
Guys, I just need to...
Knight Rider is about to come on. Assume the position.
Yeah. Just one sec. Let me just play another jingle.
Pecker Pow Wow with the boys.
as we're bringing it back to penis talk, I felt the need to do some adverts for cock talk. So
Pow Wow.
Was that a cock powwow?
Pecker powwow.
Pecker powwow.
That's Pecker lovely.
Powwow. In fairness.
Very alliterative. I love that.
I also have
Cock Conversation.
Nice!
And Fundo.
If there's one thing that gets cut through online, it is alliteration.
Yeah.
I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times.
I mean, in fairness, Hannah was all on about lady wanking, which is not a real thing. So, so just get back in your box, love.
At Hannah Witten fans, hashtag bring it on.
Yeah.
So I guess you and Hannah are friends. Yeah, is that that's why you?
Me and Hannah are best friends, and Hannah, I've got to be honest with you. If you don't stop masturbating about me, I'm gonna sue you.
Marcus Rojo.
Yeah, Marcus Rojo.
Have you ever masturbated thinking about Marcus Rojo?
I've held myself back by thinking about Marcus Rojo.
I would imagine he would have a knife to my neck as I'm having intercourse with him.
If he wasn't a professional footballer, he'd definitely be a mugger.
Yeah, you'd have a knife to my neck, and he'd be taking everything, including my virginity.
Yes. So earlier in the season, you spelt Marcus wrong. And Rojo. Earlier in the season, there was a little bit of debate about whether Diego Costa or Marcus Rojo was the more influential person in terms of should have been sent off, wasn't sent off. Mm-hmm.
There are some great videos online, by the way, about this.
Last week, look at that. That's his thigh tattoos. Get yourself sorted out, son.
One says pride, the other one says...
Marcus House. Rojo.
I thought it was home. Home and pride.
Pride and glory.
Ain't he sponsored by the flower? So, anyway. Stop putting pictures of tattoos up. It's upsetting me. So, last week, that finally got cleared up once and for all. Because it took the FA all of about 72 hours. From the point at which they gave Tyrone Mings a 5-match ban for stamping to show their rank hypocrisy and give Marcus Rojo a 0-game ban for exactly the same offence, but more clear.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Or clearer.
Yes. That works too. It was
pedantry talk on your team on paper.
I don't have those things, I'm afraid. Next week.
In the FA Cup, Marcus Rojo clearly, deliberately stamped on someone's chest.
Yeah,
it was clear. He knew exactly what he was doing. But because the referee says he saw it and he's a shit referee, they're not going to punish him. Tyrone Mings may have deliberately stood on someone's head, may have not deliberately stood on someone's head. He gets a 5-game ban. Marcus Rojo deliberately stamps on someone's chest. Nothing. Right, so here's where it gets interesting for me, right? That first two-footed lunge.
Because it's all about you.
We're all agreed it's a red card, yes? That first two-footed lunge this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a 3-game ban.
80,000 views said it was.
Yes. That second two-footed lunge, that's a red card, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's a 4-game ban.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get 3 games and you get an extra game for it being your second red card. This stamp should have been a 5-game ban, because that's what they gave to Tyrone Mings, and a further 2 games, because it's his 3rd red card of the season. He should have missed 14 games this season that he won't miss. Basically, he shouldn't play again this season, according to these stats.
That's great.
So that's 14 games where his points should be nullified, and they're not. That makes him, in my opinion, the most influential player in fantasy football.
That is the most significant
mic drop
That is boom, amazing. Boosh. That is the most significant moment we've heard.
Do I need to press it?
Yes.
The most significant moment of the season so far.
But is it?
I'm so confident on the chat. I think that's a very, very fair point. And if he's got any shame at all or any respect for the game, Rojo will deliberately injure himself and sit out the rest of the season. And if he doesn't, then we should start a hashtag now. Rojo out.
Rojo out. You look like a member of Mara Silvultra, the massive gang in El Salvador that controls most of South America. And that's Dodge.
Get out. Get out. I'm going to tattoo that.
Ro-ho, a shitty life for me.
I would genuinely get Rojo out tattooed on your thighs if you want to be involved with this debate. Post it on Facebook.
Not Pride and Glory like he has.
No.
Are you sure it's Pride and Glory?
If you get a self-raising flower.
Is he a big fan of the Denzel Washington film?
Oh god, many people go on Rotten Tomatoes and leave a review. I'm going to do it on my own thighs.
I would like to bring up something that we talked about. It must have been 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago now. How long ago was it?
3 weeks.
I don't know what you're
about
to say.
It was the big debate. It was the big debate that we had.
The mass debate. guys, it sounds like masturbate, which is wanking. For now. What about you, Hannah?
The Dig Discussion Hour. Radio.
The big debate that we had the other week, Gerrard versus Lampard.
Yeah.
Who's better? That was the debate.
Matt still hasn't come back with a rebuttal.
He refused to put up a fight. The referee had to stop it because he was just cowering in the corner under the weight of my argument.
Absolutely true. I stepped in and declared it a score draw. Well,
if brand loyalty and genuine appeal to global Unilever-based brands won't convince you, then nothing will.
But they're still commenting on they're still commenting the shit out of that video.
Are well,
they?
This is what I wanted to say. Yeah, we have a video online which Rob basically goes into the nuances of Lampard, and it's still going. It's like 50,000 views, and there are a ton of people writing about this.
Yeah.
And Rob, do you want to read some of the
comments? I do, because Grease Lightning says, "Well, Frank Lampard was in a team of powerhouses. Gerrard was the best of a bad bunch. Absolute cunt club. YNFA." I still don't know who he doesn't like.
What does YNFA? YNWA is You'll Never Walk Alone, right?
You know fuck all.
Oh, really?
But okay. That's YKFA. So, really, who knows fuck all, Grease Lightning?
Yeah. You're allowed to use the C word as long as it's a direct quote.
Yeah.
There was a couple of brothers, though.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, these guys sum up the internet. Billy Gilman says he makes some good points. Luke Gilman says no, he doesn't. Just throw in something bad about Jews. You've got the entire internet.
Facebook taketh and giveth.
Yeah.
That's what it always is.
Can I just say one thing I noticed this weekend? What's that? Paddy McGuinness is in goal for Middlesbrough. No wonder they lost.
That is a niche ref.
Take him out. And to make it slightly about football, we've all got the England
squad
in front of us.
It's 57 minutes in, and you've said to make it slightly about football.
Yeah, we've all got the England squad in front of us on a printed out piece of paper. Can you remember a worse England football squad than that?
I disagree. I think it's a young, exciting squad, and I've actually genuinely...
Yeah, you're not dating them.
I've been genuinely impressed by Gareth Southgate, the way that he's talking, the way he's carrying himself. He's got a noble bearing.
He's got a strong chin.
And strong, firm buttocks. You know, he should, on Crufts, he'd be winning his hands down. But unfortunately, World Cup qualifiers are not following that. But I just think it's an exciting team, and the fact that he's dropped Rooney
is great,
and he's going to look at building a team more excitingly around Dele Alli and perhaps for Adam Lallana.
It's a really strong midfield, I think.
It's a strong midfield.
It's not.
It's the engine room. The engine room is strong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jake Livermore is the one, and Eric Dyer are the two nods to the idea that a midfield needs to win a ball before they can use a ball.
Ross Barkley?
No. What really? Do you know about Ross Barkley just because you watch him every week?
Quite a lot, mate.
I'm enjoying Jermaine Defoe being in there. Also because I think he's talked about this online. He's kept the England flag on his boots since the last time we played. And now he has, needless to say, he has the last laugh, which is great.
And obviously he went off to Canada,
to seek
his fortune.
The Toronto Weasels.
Yeah. Schweinsteiger going to Chicago. Yeah. What the fuck? They're releasing him. They paid $20 million for him.
The Windy City.
On that note.
Oh.
The wrong one. I put an alarm clock in instead of the alarm sound. Anyway, that was meant to be the big warning that next week.
Big warning. I don't know about you, but I'm scared, guys.
Next week, you know, no games.
No.
No. So don't make any transfers. Don't look ahead. It's International Week. Hold your jets.
Just
cool
tune
jets.
In next week for some advice. Some serious advice.
Well, I'm not here, so yeah, maybe call it. Tune in next week after that to hear how I could have given you advice.
Oh.
That could have been it. Yeah, so good luck with the international break, all players. Hopefully you come back uninjured.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck using John Stones as a defender, Gareth Southgate.
That is your lot. Thank you very much for checking out FUBAR Radio this week. I've been Mike Swain.
I've been Alan Partridge.
I've been delighted.
I've been Adam Johnson's secret fancy football account.